What's up, my people? Y'all, I said, what's up, my people? What's up, y'all? Thank you guys for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. You know, it's a girl, Sheridan. I can't stop, won't stop. And today, y'all, we have a very special thing to talk about. I hope you guys are here for it. Like, I missed y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I know I did not do it last week. It was my son's birthday. I told you guys the week before it was my daughter's birthday. So, child, October was a very busy month for me. I have two kids that was born 2 years and 20 days apart. So literally, my son was in Georgia, child. You know, I had to pull up on my son, let him know, like, yo, it don't matter where you're at, you're my daddy. All right, so I had to pull up on the kid and make sure my son knows that I'm going to be here for him no matter what I'm doing. I'm going to make sure he knows that he is loved 100%. So shout out to my son, though. Okay, my son turned 19, y'all. Can you believe it? Child, we ain't going to... I can't believe my son turned 19, but yeah, he turned 19. I also have a 17-year-old. But that's not here nor there. So that's why I was not here last week, child. But we're going to make up for today, okay? Let's get the vibes right, okay? Without further ado, it's time for our rock out session, y'all. Today, I'm going to start with one of my me and my demina. Yo, I want to give a huge shout out to my baby, to my boo-boo. He goes by the name of Alkaline. You already know anything that's alkaline, it ought to be good. All right, without further ado, Alkaline, and this one is called What Ocean Wave. Let's get into it. Yeah. Yes, talk to me. This what my mom them talk to me, you know. Cause they know. I know, baby. Yeah. You already know what time. It's time for our rock out session, y'all. We're going to talk about our fashion of the day. You know we do it first. So strong. But now I'm the groan. Cool, she got talent. You know I've been losing y'all, but that's what? That's my growing pain. That's my character building phase. Gotta show my daughter how we do it. How we make the commotion? What's good? Hey. Fierce, powerful, and beautiful. Never seen a force so strong. Sheridan is Diary of a Fashionista. We all over the world. Yes. We gotta watch how the kid do it. But some of love that song, yeah. Hey, fierce, powerful, and beautiful. You never see a force so strong. Yes, that's my baby Alkaline right there, baby. But we're not stopped there. Okay, we're going to keep the energy flowing right now. You know, the next artist that's coming to our airway, my next 2 months. Big shout out to Dev, because that's family right there. The best is yet to come. And my boo-boo, Masuka, thank you guys so much. And without further ado, two of my babies, my boo-boo, Masuka and Depp's dad. This one's called A Leader. Let's get into it. Talk to me. This is what my man be telling me. I be like, all right, baby. Okay. If I can do it, you can. This is what he tell me. Blessings overflow like a river. 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 Baby, you know you a leader. Thank you. Blessings overflow like a river. I believe. Hey. Every day we at it. Blessings overflow like a river. 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 I told ya I'm a leader. The trigger, blessed up for like a river. I believe. Hey, they be like, sure, no, I just want to talk to you. I'll be like, okay.
Help me know.
Now watch me. Like a river. Pussy them can't stop with dinner. Blessing never flow like a river. Told ya I'm a leader. Yes, sir. It's my baby right there. Turn you into a leader, but we can't stop there. I'm gonna go to my next little thing right now. I think it's only fair that I go to my dude right now. This is a living, well, he's a legend right now, okay? And he came all, it's a lot of legend from JA. And I want to give a big shout out to this guy. Love this song. He's called Barris Hellman. Okay, he's called Barris Hellman, and this one's called Feel Good. Let's get into it. Big shout out to my Ivan for you. Let's get into it. I feel good when you're dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, I feel good when you're baby powder. Feel good, feel good. Feel like over my skin. And then your hair comes over my chin. Wish we were alone, baby. Just the two of us. Hey. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa. Wine some more, show me that love, unconditionally. Make believe we are alone. Just you and me, take the profits. Don't let show go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, I feel good. And when your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, oh what a night, what a night. Oh what a vibe, what a wonderful vibe. What a vibe. What a night, yeah, what a night. I wish to wipe over your face.
But it looks so good, I might
have to replace
this moment is
magic, so I leave it alone.
Until you say, honey,
trying to come home. Why some more? Show me that love unconditional.
Make believe we're alone.
Just you and me. Face the prophecy. Don't let show. Go, baby, go, baby. Yes, I feel good.
When I'm wrapped up in your arms. Dancing to a
reggae
song.
Yes, feel good, feel good. Yes. Thank you to the amazing and incomparable Mr. Barris Hellman for that deliciousness right there, child. We can't start the show with old M. All right. Well, child, we have a very interesting, juicy topic to talk about today, child. And we just gonna dive right into the thing, okay? As you know, we always start with our shout outs, so we just gonna go ahead and dive deep into our shout outs. So as you guys know, now is a tradition. I'm gonna start out the shout outs with the one and motherfucking only myself. Shout out to me, like Stoop say. Give thanks to yourself. So, shout out to me and my empire, Shirt On Designs, Shirt On a Beauty Salon, okay, and Unity Fashion Institute, and Humble Confidence, all right? So, shout outs to all the things that I'm passionate about and I'm really good at and a master of my craft. So, shout out for believing in myself and continue to manifest in my vision and still living in my dreams, but also being present to be able to show up and just do whatever it takes to make it get done, okay? Guys, this is not an easy task. Just to even do this podcast every single day, every week, you know, it's not an easy task to be able to do that, to show up for yourself, because the world is on its own mission and so are you. So you just have to keep on, you know, believing in yourself. So all I can say is, like, shout out to myself, moving right along. Like I said, happy birthday to both my offspring. Happy birthday to Joseph, and happy birthday to Isabella, and yeah. So yes, my brother had a birthday too, but that's a whole other story. So he's also in October too. I know a nice amount of people was in October, but yeah. Also, a big shout out to Dexadab, like I said, and big shout out to IKEA One Soul on IG. Thank you for the love, guys, 100%, and continue to do your thing. Like I said, the song Nosy Neighbor is definitely on my playlist, and it's always, yeah, okay, gets me in that vibe that's like, tone up, all right? Keep on making amazing music. Also, big shout out to the real DJ, Mistamon. It's like Mr. Mon. So big shout out. Thank you for the love. He's on IG, the real DJ Mr. Mon. Okay. Also, big shout out to Shakespeare Dandada. He has this really beautiful song. That when I first because of Flow Lyrical, he was in a contest with him, and Shakespeare had this really, he has a nice amount of songs, what have you, and I really want to say a big shout out to him, because sometimes it's not easy to be able to create your vision and get it out there in the world and then have people appreciate it. So a big shout out for you for just continuing to believe in yourself Let's see. I wanted to share a few of his songs with you. Just be patient. Remember, great things always take time, okay? So be patient. This is just one of his songs. You're now tuning into Shakespeare D. Dandara.
Them a pray the light and them a pray for out it. Them a teach me light and think me even notice. Them just living in my style, me soon go give them a notice. First I ship on me feet and money in my pocket. Them a wonder how we do it. And Jaja continue fi bless me. And them a wonder how them a fight me. Yeah, me not get weak. One time for the people where I work hard. Cause if you get a youth have a dream. No bond with gold spoon, but we have ambition.
Dude is a star.
Jaja, you gave me all that I own. You gave me all that I own. I was so cold and alone. You lift me up, you lift me up. Cause you gave me all that I own. You gave me all that I own.
For my people on the anchor. Hola vibes. Gonna never detour. Never. When I try to style me, when I try to T-from me, T-from me, T-from yourself. Talk to him. I'm so anointed. I am fierce, powerful, and beautiful. I'm the chosen one. I'm the chosen one.
I was so cold and alone. You lift me up, you lift me up, cause you give me all that I own. You give me all that I own.
Favored.
You lift me up,
blessed.
You lift me up.
And highly favored.
Them say we must reach, yeah, we must reach. Full of ambition, we no born
worthless. Full of ambition. My mama want job,
so Chris want house, that's so big. Everything in our fridge. Cause Jaja there beside me. Jaja there beside me.
That I'm not even going to give y'all all of that. I need for you guys to go check out Shakespeare D. Dandara. Okay? We ain't going to stop there, right? Okay? So that was Jaja. I love that one. Okay? He got another one. I'm giving him mad love because I really like this artist. And we connected and we really appreciate each other. Like, he gave me mad love on his story. And I gave him mad love on my story as well, and we just connected like that. So big shout out to him.
You're now tuning
again to Shakespeare D. Dandara. This one's called Champion. You know we a champion. I be like, fuck you, you watch me every single day. That's my job. Yo. I'm in my own lane.
Yo,
I got a patience.
I'm a champion.
Who else you know got the fashion on lock? Got the beauty and the hair on lock. Who else you know be teaching the future generation how they do what they do? Being a queen, educated princess, educated a leader. W, you say taking that W, taking to that M. You go get that first M. Matter of fact, I was born with the M. I'm a champion. Yes, I'm a champion. That's why, yo, y'all need a whole of vibes with Shakespeare, Dandada. He have a nice amount of music that just get the vibes all the way up, darling, child. I'll let you guys hear other music from him. So, but yeah, I was supposed to only give y'all one situation, but we'll come back to Shakespeare. All right. Big shout out to my dude Smokey the Scientist Photography. So I worked with Smokey when I was at DC Fashion Incubator. He came and he was a photographer because I was speaking to our young people, teaching them what I do, which is being a fashion designer, and talking about our processes and talking about how do I hello Queen Bianca Brooks. Hello, my darling. We were talking about, yes, happy Tuesday. We were talking about, what's my process in being a fashion designer. So in school, we learn how to first illustrate our vision and then create our patterns, and then we'd be able to sew it. So I was telling our young people, you have to know the rules to be able to break the rules. And so I told them, like, first I start with draping. Like right now I'm working on my wedding gown or what have you, and I'm draping it, and then I transfer into patterns. So in order in life, you have to know the rules to break the rules. So, big shout out to Smokey, and he gave me a great review. He gave me 5-star because you already know we always put our best foot forward. So, I definitely always want, to be able to connect with people so they could feel like, yo, I'm giving them the best service. So when he told me like I'm 5-star, like, yes, turn up. So big shout out for him for the love, and the feeling is mutual. Also a big shout out to Jamaica's _best_juice_promo. Yo, minute off my I don't have my mama to's fruit juice today, child, but I did make my own Tito. Okay, shout out to me. Let me just turn this around. Shout out to me. I got the fresh lemon in there, and then the fresh ginger in there. Child, so good. Okay. So, as you guys know, Mama Toots fruit juice is also a tea as well. So, and it's also a fruit juice, and it could be a frozen dessert. And child, if you grown, you can go ahead and put a little splash in there if you choose to. You know what I'm talking about? And okay, so moving right along. So with Mama Two fruit juice, it really, do you need help to boost your immune system? Do you need help to be able to have more energy? Do you want to lose weight? Well, this is like a one-stop shop. This helps you to cleanse your whole situation, be able to lose weight, because you're going to replace it. You're going to replace this drink with a meal, so you're going to be able to lose weight, guys. If you guys want to order and try Mama Two's fruit juice, make sure you guys go and check out Sheridana.com. That's Sheridonna, darling. Okay, and try Mama Two's fruit juice, all right? Okay, moving right along, darling. My next shout out has to go to Futa Hype Music. So big shout outs to him. And thank you for the love always. And I just love how he do his thing. No matter what nobody say, he always do his thing, and he don't give a shit, which I like authenticity. So we could connect like that. Also, like I said, big shout out to Flo Lyrical. Like I said, he connect me with Shakespeare Dandada because he was doing a contest together with him, and he was one of the artists that I selected too, because you already know, like, I just know good music. It's just, I just have that gift. I think because my dad was a music producer, so I've been around musicians all my life, really. And I have that ear, and I just know good music. basically. So I don't know. But yeah, I was born this way. Okay, moving right. I know I could be a little dramatic, y'all. So bear with me, darling. Okay, moving right along, darling. Okay, so my next shout out has to go to Star 8 Juice. So Star 8 Juice, that's my dude that I grew up with. His name is Randy. And, you know, he be doing his little humble, confident modeling or whatever. And, we went to school together, but he's also a family friend. So big shout out to him. He just had, a B-day as well. So big shout out to him. All right. Also, darling, big shout out to Miss Jeanette Jenkins. Okay. So Miss Jeanette Jenkins, if you guys don't know, she is a exercising guru or a specialist. And, we connected because, as you guys know, I'm always like working on improving myself, and part of what I wanted to improve was my body. And so, like, literally the universe brought her into my life, where every time I need that extra boost, like today I thought I was going to work out before the show, but child, as soon as I went on Instagram to be able to do my post for today, here goes Jenkins. I was just like, okay, I have to do at least my 20 minutes. So I did my 20 minutes. So thank you, Miss Jenkins, I appreciate that, for inspiring me. So even me, like, I needed inspiration from other beings as well. So thank you for that, darling. Okay. Also, thank you. A big shout out to Manny Mad Dog. Okay, that is a friend of my former husband, Jimmy Black. And they just did a song together called Blue Cheese. I'll probably play that a little bit later. I have to go and grab that song for you guys real quick. So big shout out to him for the love, 100%. Let's see. I know it's probably a lot of songs called Blue Cheese. But anyway, I want to also give a shout out to, okay. Okay. Actually, it came up right away, guys.
Hi. My name is Mark Ford.
No, that's not what we want to do. Okay. So let me pay a bill real quick. So I want to introduce you guys to Jimmy Black, the Journeyman. This is called Blue Cheese right here, featuring Manny Mad Dog, Yesem, Cruz, Tough. Let's go. You're now tuning in to Jimmy Black, y'all.
Especially if you ain't family. Gone in the wind, no movie though. About the dough, we all hustle. You know Joe, what I'm doing with slow mo.
Joe's our son.
Like I'm Robin Hood with the good, but I'm from the mud where it's hard times. 3 on 5 when we strong survive.
3 on 5 say accused.
Cash now, whatever, baby. My team was stoppable, never impossible. Really with them, they got networking increasing. Pulling C is guaranteed. On cloud 9, that mandatory. That and the story, yeah.
Blue cheese, I get that blue cheese. I get that blue cheese. We get that blue cheese. We're about that blue cheese.
Okay, so that was a little synopsis of that song real quick. So a big shout out to Man Mad Dog as well as Jimmy Black, the Journeyman. I see that he listened. Because I told him Jimmy Black is too common, so he had to put the Journeyman. So that's another story, or what have you. But I want to give, okay, so today is a tribute to teachers as well as getting the funding to be able to fund your program. Okay, so I want to give a huge shout out to my professors at Syracuse University as well as Bryan and Stratton College. At Bryan and Stratton College, Lee Shelton and Bill DeForest were the two most influential teacher that was. And I had another one. I think she was my business teacher. I have to go back. And actually, she's following me on another social media. So, I can't remember her name right now. But big shout out to Bill DeForest and also a big to Lee Shelton. They have been so influential in my success. They just taught me how to be an amazing artists, okay? So they taught me graphic design, and this is why you guys could see all these beautiful artwork that I present on my social media as well as my website. That's how I'm able to manifest all my dreams, really, because I'm able to illustrate them, and they helped me to be able to do that. And a huge shout out to Lee Shelton for inspiring me to literally show me, like, Sherdonna, you are a fashion designer, because she knew that, you know, being just a graphic designer was going to be a little bit stifling for me, because the whole time I'm doing graphic design, I was still playing with fabrications, I'm still playing with, you know, to be able to create silhouettes and stuff like that. So I show her my stuff. She was like, you're a designer, Sherdonna. And the crazy thing is, she went to SU for animation, and she gave me a recommendation. Like, literally, that's been, like, the rest is history. I got in with SU with no problem because I'm already a designer. And I want to give a huge shout out to Lee Shelton for inspiring me and showing me, like, who I am, you know. Also, a big shout out to all my professors, especially Professor Long, literally, he was my senior collection teacher, my fashion design teacher. And when I say he drilled us to make sure that everything was articulated just right, down to the last seam, down to the last, like, when I said we had to do like 200 sketches for, I had to do 200 sketches for my senior collection, and I only picked 10, and then it brought down to 6. So when I said my senior collection was intense, but because of that intensity and that endurance, I'm able to like do the things that I do right now. A big shout out to, and because of Lee Shelton, I mean, because of Professor Long, like, he gave me the confidence to be able to be a photographer, you know. He gave me the confidence to be able to be a leader, because he put me in charge of, you know, casting the models. He put me in charge of, you know, taking the measurements, and I had my assistant, big shout out to Wendy, you know, to come together and create a fashion show that you guys see as our student collection. Without the models looking right and fitting the garments right, like, the show is going to be, you know. So he gave me a big responsibility to be able to do that. And so that's why I know when I do my shows, I could pick the right models. That's why, you know, my models be fierce, okay? So this is kind of a tribute to him as well. So thank you for that. Big shout out to Claudia. Because me and Claudia, we hit heads like a few times, you know, but I just know, like, she really taught me how, she did taught me how to be draping, how to do draping, and that's my favorite thing to do is drape, okay? Like, and she taught me how to sew, she's taught me how to operate a juki machine, which is my favorite machine. Side note, even though I'm using a Singer right now, but once I move into my own situation, I will have my juki. And thank you for teaching me how to operate a juki and an industrial sewing machine and everything else that goes to becoming a fashion designer. Also, a big shout out to Laurel. I'm gonna have to pause for that, because Laurel, when I said me and Laurel, we also butted head, because my classes were so fucking intense, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, like, we had to literally, she would give us a picture and we had to recreate it. Like, okay, go do it. Make the pattern, create it, modify it, pivot, slice, do whatever you gotta do, but make sure you come back with a garment. I'm like, huh? What we do that at? Like, well, I don't know how to do. Like, you better get that book. You better get to it. And so when I said, and then we had to learn how to CAD, and then she couldn't, like, she was learning CAD at the same time. So it was so intense. But now looking back, it was all for my good. And so I went through a boot camp of fashion design so I can manifest whatever I come to my head. Just like this jacket. This is a custom design, Sherdonna Designs jacket. And literally, this came to my head, and I had to figure out how to make it. Like, I just wanted this scallop look, and I just did it. And same thing here. Like, I just learned how to figure shit out. in terms of fashion, okay? Also, a big shout out to Todd. He was my illustrator teacher. Well, it was a Photoshop teacher, but also my tailoring teacher. And he taught me how to do so many amazing things as a tailor. Like, even my garments, we do all handmade, all the different stitches and stuff like that. Like, he taught me how to do that and gave me the opportunity to go to London, even though I never did, because, child, I'm from Jamaica. And I ain't had no green card, y'all. Child, that was a whole nother story. So this is why it was so important for me to become a citizen. And this is why I'm so grateful to be a citizen of the United States. Seriously, like, it's a big deal to me. This is why I do represent Jamaica, and I represent the United States. And I'm super proud of both my countries. And thank you for Todd and Jeffrey for giving me the opportunity to be able to go to London. That just shows me, like, they believe in me. I got the student of the whole basically year, the most hardworking student, to go to London. I was the only senior, guys, and this was a super accomplishment. And for me not going, it was so devastating. Like, yo, I want to go to London so bad. And I know that was literally the turning point to say, you know what? Because me and my former husband, we were like kind of like battling, you know, when am I going to do my citizenship? Because I need that to grow. Okay, I know it was a little side. This is a whole, I don't even know where this came from, but this is a side note. But that gave me the power to be able to manifest what I say I wanted, which is to become a citizen, so I could become my greatest version. So you guys could see me right here, so I could have my own business, so I could do and I could depend on myself and be here for myself. So thank you to all my teachers in my life. I know those are not all of them, but those are like my main teachers for sure. Ciao, I'm gonna have to just take a little situation right now. Okay, what I want to do right now, I want to just take a little pause for the cause, and right now we're going to be tuning into the one and only Massacre, okay? Massacre and ex-Sean Skull, ex-Wired Brain, called Promise. Let's get into it, y'all, because I promise I'm gonna make sure I got my financial wealth, my generational wealth that I'm working for. I'm gonna make sure my kids never have to deal with the shit that I ever have to deal with. Brain food, my brain food, mama too, fruit juice. I come through like the goddess. Put my hand in the sky and next flag for my heart. Dada. G-side. Come in and miss me a hustle. Running at the most and every nickel may come up with every penny. Every nickel. That's right. When I see a penny, I pick that thing up. We don't need no clown to crown. Only kings. Hey. I'ma always love myself no matter what. I'ma make sure I'ma take care of my family even though they be acting shady. I know that's my duty. Dada, what's good? My bless, what's good? Jay and I design. Jojo. Hey, Izzy. I'ma always live lavish. You know it. Parish. We know slavery not abolished. Yes. Whew. That was a little pause for the cause right there. Okay, that was a little situation that I needed y'all to just get that right quick, hunty. Okay, so you already know that was my shout out. I just had to take a little situation real quick. But we gonna get to the nitty gritty. Don't y'all worry. I'm taking it nice and easy for y'all. Taking it nice and easy, okay? So our word of the day is tribe, family, and support. Okay, so what does that mean? What does the word tribe mean? Because we all have a soul tribe. I have my soul tribe that really support me. Yo, big shout out to Tony Mataran for supporting me 100%. He's part of my tribe, and I have so much respect for him. And I also have this another person I met that was on Twitch that, you know, gave me so much love, and he found me on Instagram, and he was just like, yo, no matter where you at, what you doing, I'ma always support you. What? Just out the blue, like, what? We had a vibe on Twitch. We were talking like 45 minutes, and he was just like, you're a big luxury brand. And he was like, oh, if he had more money, he would make sure that he buy all of my products. I was like, what? Like, this is like a stranger out of the blue. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm destined for greatness. I'm destined to, like, do what I do. He was just like, oh, I love your designs and all this stuff. So, big shout out to him. I cannot remember his name right now, but I will make sure you guys know who he is, all right? Okay, so what does the word tribe mean? Tribe mean is a social division, in a traditional society, consistent of family or communities linked by social, economic, religious, or blood ties, okay, with a common culture, dialect, typically having a recognized leader, okay, tribe leader right here, okay. Also, family. What is a family? Okay, like, remember, everybody that's your blood, I don't mean that that's your real family, for real, but that's still your family. So family, a group of one or more parents and their children living together as a unit. Okay, so that's a family. Though, and to me, a family is someone who supports you no matter what. So big shout outs to my tribe family. All right. Also, the next word is support. Support. It says, bear are part of the weight and holds up. So support is basically when you can bear some of the weight, basically. So our quote of the day is, your vibe attracts your tribe. Okay, success is found in living the life of your dreams. Be happy and you will live with success. Also, before we even dive any further, I definitely wanted to also share this other quote with you guys. It must be remembered that the purpose of education is not to fill the mind of students with facts. It is to teach them to think. If this is possible, and always to think of themselves. Always think for themselves. So that means it's not to give them facts. That's what I was telling you. Like, forget about this damn Christopher Columbus syllabus BS. We need to instill in our children on how to think for themselves. So this is why I said, you know, with the art of culture thing, to be able to implement it in the school system, because once that, they can think for themselves, like, okay, I like this food. I'm going to go ahead and create this and manifest this and grow this, okay? And then I could teach my child how to do that. They start thinking for themselves and how to take care of themselves, okay? So let's dive right into it. Okay, before we even get into the veggie patty, the thing, I'm going to just share a few more quotes with you guys. But before we do that, I want to go ahead and share a few songs with you guys real quick, okay? So, we don't want any... Okay, right now, we're going to be tuning in to the one and only Ja'Cure featuring Felicia. And this one is Call On Me, y'all. Call On Me. Let's get into it. Make sure it's a Ja'Cure, though. Uh-huh. Oh, my fellas, my ladies, my fellas. Oh, my kings. Oh, my kings and queens. Sure, Donna, we here. Uh-huh. When it is you need when you call on me, I'll be waiting. Anytime you call on me, my heart is aching. Call on me anytime you want to. Anytime you want to. From way back when she was 9 and I was 10.
She used to be
my next door neighbor.
She even went to school with my sister
Michaela.
Now we're two grown folks. Years gone by, now we still keep close. Loving me,
I'm loving the same. Want you to know
that I love you so.
Uh-huh. When
you need a
call on me, I'll be waiting. My heart is aching. Call on me anytime you want to. Exactly. This is what I'm saying. I'm being called on. So here we are. I'm going to give it to y'all how I got it from the creator. So don't judge me, okay? All right, before we even dive in, I want to just give you guys a few of my quotes just to just dive into the situation, all right? Be strong, but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be bold, but not bullying. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. My soul is connected to the abundance of the universe. Don't judge my path if you haven't walked my journey. I was born to light the world up. Abundance is coming to me. My bank account will skyrocket. My bank account will skyrocket. A grateful heart is a magnet of miracles. Okay, so we're going to dive in to our situation. I want to get into one of our teacher quote real quick. So, teachers, I believe, are the most responsible and important members of society because of their professional effort affects the fate of the earth. So without teachers, this world is So let's dive right into that right there, child. Okay, so our topic was where did the funds go for the arts. So I was talking to one of my colleagues or what have you, and she was just saying that she, you know, there's funding available for small businesses like myself. As you guys know, I'm the founder and owner of Shirt On Designs LLC. And we have our sister company, which is Unity Fashion Institute, and we teach our young people how to illustrate their vision, fashion illustration. We also teach them pattern making as well as sewing, and we teach them confident as well. And so we need funding for those kind of program. I'm like, so where are these funding? So as you guys know, at the beginning of this epidemic that we had, this situation that we had, I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be called. But, you know, they were saying, oh, the PPP, you know, had money for people like myself. Child, they denied me. Okay. And I was told, that money's for us, so I don't understand where the money at. Okay, so I received this email that says council introduced $325 million, okay, for a special appropriation to provide assistance to create professional and arts and humanities organization that have been struggling financial during this situation. Okay, and they were saying that Montgomery County introduced this, and it's in support of creative professionals and the arts, and organization like myself, okay, that have been impacted. And this article did not have a link to actually apply, so I'm a little bit confused about that. Okay, I would like to introduce you guys to, so I don't know, did you guys know that his name is Councilman Craig Rice? Okay, he's the head broadband task force leader. Okay, and basically the head broadband task force is a basically they basically connect students to their virtual schools and online, and help employees to find jobs, as well as patients with doctors and families and friends to stay connected during this social, I'm not even going to say social distance, because that's an oxymoron. You can't be social and distant. So during this situation that we're going through right now. So Council Rice, you know, he is a new chairman of the National Association of the County, okay, for the broadband task force, okay, and basically he focuses on the challenges of the community. And it's not only him, there are 36 county government official from across the country that combine to help you know, this task force to help accomplish this task. So my thing is, we're going to be reaching out to which we already did. We call his office today, and we left the message. So if you guys have any, have inquiries as well, if you're an artist and a teacher, I call Sharon Lender. She is the media contact for this, she's the PR. So 240-777-7955. And I'm also looking for the link. Also, I want to introduce you guys to, it's Council Member Glass. Okay, he introduced the legislation to expand composting in the county of Montgomery County. As you guys know, we talked about horticulture 2 weeks ago, because we missed last week 2 weeks ago. So this was, my podcast was on 10/20/2020. Okay. And my podcast was for a reason why teaching horticulture in the school structure globally is important. And as you guys know, this came out October 27, 2020, that there's going to be compost in the county. So I'm definitely looking to see more planting and more horticulture in the school, and not just in just different sectors. I really want that to be in the school, so I know that they're listening to my podcast. Like I said, my podcast is an international podcast, and I know that the congressman is listening, because this was implemented after the fact that I said that students need to learn about horticulture. So I want to give a kudos to Councilman Glass for implementing this
important legislation to our county of Montgomery County, and I'm going to be hands-on. I'm going to keep you guys informed to see what really happened, where exactly is the composting being done. Okay, so after composting, if you guys don't know what composting is, it's basically a process where you use eggshells, banana peels, apples, all the things that's degradable to create fertilization for your food. Okay, so this is a process to start to implement farming. Okay, big shout out to my son. Hello, my darling. My son is on the ones and twos. Big shout out to you. I just gave you a shout out to you, Joe. My son clashing with Beast Slayer 1738. He's a gamer, guys, and he's one of his passion is being a gamer. He wants to be the number one gamer in the world. I mean, I don't know where he get this ambition from. Like, from his mom. He get it from his mama. Like, we just strive to be the best. So big shout out to my son. So he's actually doing a tournament right now. So I hope you're doing really good on your tournament, and I know that you're gonna be bossy saucy, and I know you're gonna win some money, because his goal is to be able to earn money while having fun. I've been telling him this his whole life, like even doing my podcast, like do your podcast and you're gonna get paid. Like Coffee said, the money is just for what? That's just extra, okay? So back to what I was saying, okay, about this situation. Where the money at? So, they said that in April 2020, there was a survey conducted by the Art and Humanities Council of Montgomery County, that 100% of local arts and humanity organizations reported canceling, suspending, or delaying 712 contractors, contract and independent artists, scholars in education that arts and humanity organizations could not longer employ. Okay, and this is so true due to this situation, and we've been losing money. Like I said, I was in the process of working with Glen Echo Park, with teaching fashion design, as you guys know, or may not know, and that got kind of like stopped because we couldn't go to the facility anymore. So, you know, the income that I thought I was going to be getting, that just went away. So this grant, this money, it needs to find its way to her, to Sheridana, to Unity Fashion Institute, to Sheridana Beauty Salon, to Sheridana Designs, because we are over here, working with the people and for the people. You know, all my businesses is in service, you know, and so Me, myself, we need the resources. Our brand need the resources. There's plenty of different designers that I know that did not get the funding relief that they needed. I see that DC Fashion Incubator also was doing fundraising. Like, nobody that I know, either as a business or entrepreneur, got any grant money. Like I said, I applied for many different grants, even the one on Facebook. Like, I don't understand. Like, all the big corporations got the money, so the small ones didn't. So what I'm saying is, at this point, they said, oh, reach out to your congressman. Okay, so I made the phone call. Okay, so we've reached out to them. I want to know how long it's going to take for them to come back. So I know people are listening to this because we have Queen Bianca Brooks is on the ones and twos. Okay, and like I said, people are hearing my podcast all over the world. So for Trump, he's doing his thing. First of all, we need, for the small businesses, not the large businesses, the small businesses that really have done everything that's on the table to be done as a business. You know, they're registered, they have their DUNS number. You know, we have implemented programs that's going to not only benefit ourselves, but also it benefits the world. It benefits our community. You guys need to find a way.